Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, time for the best of the Midwest now on WGN Radio. Katie Leto joins us, Associate Vice President of Marketing Experience Grand Rapids at Experience Grand Rapids. ExperienceGR.com is the website. Hey, Katie, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon.
Let's talk about Grand Rapids. I'm downtown Chicago right now. How long is it going to take me to get there?
Yeah, I'd say definitely under 3 hours, hopefully about 2.5. So we're definitely not a far drive, and that's what we love about our position in Grand Rapids.
It's kind of perfect for what we try and do on our Best of the Midwest series. You know, I don't want to drive 9 hours, but I'd like to get a little out of Dodge, and about 2.5 hours sounds like a nice sweet spot for a drive. I feel like I'm away, but it didn't take me all day to get there. How close are you to Lake Michigan?
We're about, depending what town you want to go to, about 30 minutes to Lake Michigan.
And then what are the features of Grand Rapids? What do people do? What do they go there for?
Yeah, you know, really, I hate the cliche, something for everyone, but there is a lot to do here. So I love to talk about the beer scene. That's something that we're known for, being Beer City USA. And we do have a beer passport program that's very popular when people come here, whether you are a huge beer drinker or you just like to check out the breweries because that's where the locals hang out. Our passport, you go to 8 different breweries, check in along the way. We've got a free T-shirt prize, and we've given out over 20,000 of those T-shirts.
I saw somewhere that there's like 200. What's the population of Grand Rapids?
You know, I work on NSA, so we cover the whole county. I'm not sure on the city.
Well, what about the NSA? What about the service area there? How big is that?
Yeah, we're over 1 million.
Oh, no kidding. Really? Well, then maybe that explains it, because there's like 200 different restaurants, eateries, things to do in Grand Rapids, right?
Yeah, so we are the second largest city in Michigan, Detroit being the largest. And so it is, you know, all the amenities of a big town. Of course, you guys have everything over there, but I'm just at a smaller scale.
Golf courses, I'll bet folks come up there in the summer to hit the links.
Yeah, you know, I'm staring out my window right now. It's 80 and sunny. I'm sure you're experiencing the same. And we do. We have a lot of golf here. We've got dozens within just a couple minute drive, really, less than 30 minutes. And right now we're running a golf giveaway program. So if you want to enter for free golf and free hotel overnight, experiencegrand.com/golf has all that information.
You guys also have something that I think maybe more towns are doing, refreshment zones, if I'm thinking of the same thing that you have. What is a refreshment zone?
Yeah, that was something good that came out of the pandemic for us and that stayed. That is where you can get an alcoholic beverage at over 50 participating locations downtown, get it in the approved to-go cup, and you can walk around downtown, enjoy. You know, sometimes we have live music downtown, things like that, all around the street. You can walk around in a 3-mile radius and enjoy the city while you're sipping on that drink.
Yeah, I'm wondering, so can you describe that area for me? Is there kind of a central downtown where I want to go for restaurants and bars and hotels and stuff?
Yeah, so I would say city center, I call it. So that's actually right where I'm sitting right now in my office. Rosa Park Circle's the heart of our downtown. There's a small amphitheater there. There's lots of restaurants and some shops around there. And then Bridge Street is not a far walk from there. That's a whole nother kind of nightlife area as well.
You have a sculpture garden. Is that a big deal in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park. That is not right downtown, but only less than a 10-minute drive from downtown. And it's the second largest attraction in Michigan. It's beautiful. It's gardens mixed with sculpture. And regardless of if you're, you know, really consider yourself a heavy art enthusiast, it's an awesome place to walk around, see really beautiful art, really beautiful outdoor scenery, and great for kids, too. They've got a children's garden there with a really fun play area. I've got little kids, and we're members. We go often.
So what's the best way to stay there? Do you have the big hotels? Are there B&Bs? What's the best way to stay in Grand Rapids?
Yep, we've got it all. Downtown, we have 13 hotels right downtown, including JW Marriott and our historic Amway Grand Plaza Hotel, which is a Hilton property. But all throughout our area, Kent County is our area, we've got tons and tons of options. So whether you're looking for something out in the suburbs, maybe it has a great pool, something like that for a family, or you want that high-end luxury experience downtown, we've got really everything.
Our Best of the Midwest series kicks off this year with a trip to Grand Rapids. We're talking to Kate Lido. What's on the calendar? What's coming up in May, June, July? What should I make plans to see or do?
Yeah, we've got a big marathon this weekend, so that's top of mind. Things are starting to get set up. But there is a large-scale festival or event every weekend from now until the end of October in Grand Rapids. Notably, I'd like to mention that Art Prize is coming back this fall. So that'll take place in September into the 1st of October. And that is a large-scale public art competition that takes over our entire downtown and is really something to see.
So what large, like, do you have a theme like we did cows in Chicago? Is it something like that?
Oh, nope, no theme. So you'll see art from all different topics. But the whole concept is that there's a public vote and then a large prize money is given away.
So that starts in the fall, you say?
Yep, that one's September 14th or October 1st. Lots of festival and events happening before that, of course, but that's really our biggest event of the year, and it is back this year, and we're looking at hopefully being better, bigger and better than ever.
So from the marathon to that, all summer and fall long, that's in September. I'll bet Grand Rapids in the end of September, 1st of October is really lovely, too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of year.
Kate Lido. Okay, so I presume all of this is at experiencegr.com. Am I right?
That's right. You got it.
Experiencegr.com. 2.5 hours from downtown Chicago. Experience Grand Rapids. Okay, Kate, good. This sounds like fun. You've got us off to a good start. Thanks for the thoughts.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.